Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Ultimately, the buck stops with me. As president, I have a solemn responsibility to protect our nation and our people. And when the system fails, it is my responsibility.
And there was President Obama, of course, at the White House yesterday, taking responsibility for the systemic security failures that allowed an attempted terror attack on Christmas morning. The event came complete with contrite government officials, a dour commander-in-chief, and an attempt to convey with real declassified documents the inner workings and inner screw-ups of a vast national security establishment. We turn now to former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. And Speaker Gingrich, good morning, first of all.
Good morning.
You know, we've talked with you on a couple of occasions about Obama's visionary oratory, but here you've got a president attempting to project that he's managing the crisis, controlling the federal bureaucracy, and this is something you've written about and experienced firsthand. As an example of projecting this president in control management thing, how do you think Obama did?
Well, I think he set the stage for a very dramatic change if he follows through on his words. This is the first time I can remember the president being very explicit, saying, quote, we are at war with Al-Qaeda. Now, remember, this administration after last year tried to avoid the word war, dropped the term war on terror, talked about overseas operations. If they take seriously that we are, again, the president's words, at war with Al-Qaeda, the first thing they'll do is take the Nigerian bomber out of civilian courts and put them back under military custody so that the bomber can be interrogated in order to understand what his various connections were in Yemen and in the Netherlands and in Nigeria. It's extraordinarily counterproductive to read a terrorist their Miranda rights and give them a lawyer who promptly tells them not to talk.
But are you saying that the fact that this individual from Nigeria is in civilian court right now, it means that the administration probably has had no interrogation with him whatsoever? I kind of doubt that.
Well, listen, we know for a fact that the minute that he was talking until his lawyer walked in, because people in the administration have said so.
Right.
We know that the best totally lame, pathetic excuse the White House counterterrorism advisor could offer on Sunday on TV shows was that they would be plea bargaining with him. And as former Attorney General Mukasey, in a brilliant article yesterday, points out, having been Attorney General, what you want out of intelligence is speed. You want to know today everything that this young bomber knows so you can go after the bad guys in Yemen and Holland and Nigeria today. And a lot of that information loses its value every 24 or 48 hours that goes by. And Mukasey makes the point, as a former Attorney General.
Right, sure.
If you go through the plea bargaining process, that takes so long. Remember, it's the government lawyer talking to the private defense attorney, who then talks to the prisoner, who then comes back to the government attorney. I mean, this is the opposite, and this is why I'm intrigued with the president's deliberate use of the words "we are at war."
Well, but
if he means, by the way, if he means it, he'll also drop the civilian trials in New York City.
Well, I guess
the terrorists.
We'll have to see what happens there. But in some sense, the president is hamstrung by the fact that this plane landed in Detroit on U.S. territory, and this individual does have a visa.
No, it's not. There are no provisions. The Supreme Court's been quite clear on this. There are no provisions that block the government, and the Obama administration has issued regulations on this. There are no provisions that block the government from treating an enemy combatant as an enemy combatant, whatever soil they happen to be on.
But Speaker Gingrich, I'm not going to go constitutional law head to head with you, but I don't think it's the case that the federal government has no restrictions on its ability to declare someone an enemy combatant willy-nilly if they're on American soil with a valid U.S. visa.
Yeah, of course there is. In 1942, when the German saboteurs were landed from submarines and were arrested by the FBI within 2 weeks.
They didn't have visas.
But President Franklin Delano Roosevelt said to the Attorney General, they will be tried within 6 weeks, they will be executed, and you will privately tell the Supreme Court I will not honor a writ of habeas corpus, and they should not issue one.
All right.
He said, I am the commander-in-chief in a nation at war.
All right.
Now, if the president is serious in what he said yesterday, and he believes we are at war, then he has to change the policies of the Justice Department. He has to change many of the whole attitude that has been up there that has, frankly, favored terrorist rights over the safety of Americans. And I don't think this has been deliberate in the sense that they sit around and say, oh, gosh, let us put Americans at risk. But the consequence of treating enemies in a war as though they are American civilians in a criminal court is to dramatically increase the danger to the United States.
Okay, all right, well, let's just encapsulate that in a takeaway. You are suggesting that the possibility when Obama says we are at war with al-Qaeda is a signal that the war nomenclature may be used as a justification to change this Nigerian's status in U.S. courts. Let's just leave that there for a moment. That's a really interesting proposition, and we will take a look at that throughout the rest of the...
But let me give you one more example of the extension of this concept of war. If you think we're dealing with terrorists rather than American citizens, you don't need what the White House counsel said on Sunday was, quote, a smoking gun. I mean, a smoking gun implies that the would-be terrorist has to have done something beyond reasonable doubt as though it was a civilian court. You know, if somebody's father calls the American embassy and says, you know, my son's gone a little whacked out, and I think he's in Yemen getting terrorist training. You shouldn't need 7 corroborating pieces of information.
No, understood. And that was, gone over at the White House yesterday. Quickly, this was the first test of the redesigned national security establishment that took place during the Bush administration.
And it failed.
What do you think about that?
I think it means they better rethink how it operates.
And so a single top-down bureaucracy on national security is more difficult to control than what we had before 9/11?
No, it is because what we had before 9/11 failed, too. I mean, we have to understand how hard and how difficult this war is going to be, that it is a real war, and that our enemies would like to kill us. And we better move at the speed necessary to stop them from doing it.
All right. Well, lots to talk about. I didn't even get to health care, Newt Gingrich. Will you come back so we can talk about that? We have a little time, I think.
Well, all I can say is that we, if you go to healthtransformation.net, we have a letter to the president that several thousand people have now signed.
All right. Well, let's get into that discussion next time we have you on the program. But thank you, Newt Gingrich. He's plugging the website there. Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House, talking about President Obama's performance yesterday at the White House. Coming up, we talk...